Mr. Draper, Mr. Romano. You both seem more relaxed than I expected. Do you have some kind of surprise for the tobacco people?
I'm doing my own research.
If you're planning to continue with medical testimony, you'll only be inviting further government interference. We must police ourselves.
There's your slogan.
The medical thing is dead. We understand that.
Yes, dead. An apt choice of words, considering the public is convinced that cigarettes are poisonous. If we can't insist that they're not, I believe my most recent surveys have provided a solution. We can still suggest that cigarettes are part of American life, or too good to give up. Or most appealing, an assertion of independence.
So basically, if you love danger, you'll love smoking.
We could put a skull and crossbones on the label. I love it.
Before the war, when I studied with Edler in Vienna, we postulated that what Freud called the death wish is as powerful a drive as those for sexual reproduction and physical sustenance.
Freud, you say? What agency is he with?
So we're supposed to believe that people are living one way and secretly thinking the exact opposite? That's ridiculous.
Let me tell you something, Miss Gutman.
Doctor.
Dr. Gutman. Psychology might be great at cocktail parties, but it so happens that people were buying cigarettes before Freud was born. The issue here isn't why should people smoke, it's why should people smoke Lucky Strike. Suggesting that our customers have a what did you call it, a death wish? I just don't see that on a billboard.